Well, more on Flemington shortly with Steve Moran going through his opinions for the 10-race card. But right now, online is a winning Melbourne Cup trainer. He won the race a couple of years ago with Rekindling. Joseph O'Brien is online with four genuine chances today. Hi to you, Joseph.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm very lucky to have a couple of chances coming here. The horses have had good preparations and, yeah, very excited for the race.
Let's talk about the Master of Reality. Gets Frankie Dettore from an inside barrier, and that would obviously suit this on pacer.
Yeah, he goes forward, straightforward horse. We have a great man on board. And we'll see what happens, Andrew. He's had a good preparation. He's travelled down well, and added the drop of rain around won't be doing his chance any harm.
Yeah, we've got a soft six with a clear day, but certainly the sting out helps this horse.
Yeah, I think so. He has form on slow ground. He has form on good ground also. He's a versatile horse, but his most dominant is probably one of his forte's, and the slower the ground, the bigger attack, the stamina the race.
And Joe, can I ask you about the horses through the summer period? Form around Stradivarius reads very strong for a race like this, but this horse has finished around other Melbourne Cup runners today, Twilight Payment and Southern France.
Yeah, absolutely. A good number of European horses have run in similar races through the summer. I suppose, obviously, they haven't been in a handicap, and the conditions here are very different to what they would have been facing at home. But we're looking forward to the race, Andrew, and all we can do is worry about our own ones.
La Trobe is another one that, you know, the Williams family bought as a yearling, and here it is as a five-year-old back again for another tilt during the Melbourne Spring. How has La Trobe developed over the last 12 months?
Very good. He's been a fantastic horse for us, obviously winning the Derby. He was just beaten a nose or whatever it was in the McKinnon last year. This race has obviously been a good spot, looked a good spot for him through the year. He's run well in good races over a few different distances. Obviously, the barrier is not ideal, but James McDonald will hopefully get a nice pitch somewhere, and we'll see what happens.
Can you get a feel? I know you've only been in Melbourne for a short amount of time, but I think you went to Werribee yesterday. Can you look at your horses, Joseph, and think, yeah, you've done really well, you've acclimatised?
I got in yesterday and went to see them with Mark Power and the lads that have been here for the last few weeks. They've been very happy with him. The horses look well, and they seem to have taken the journey and everything that's been thrown at them in their stride. So we're here. We have four nice horses in good shape, and obviously in these big field handicaps you need plenty of luck, but we've got four fantastic jockeys, and we'll see what happens today.
Hugh Bowman's got a ride Twilight Payment for you, Joseph. How's this horse? How do you see him at 2 mile?
I don't think the distance will be any trouble to him. He likes to go forward as well. He's a little bit wide, but I don't think that'll be too much of an issue for him. And we'll see what happens. He's a very straightforward horse, where he's hard in his sleeve, and he's been tough to pass at home earlier.
Downdraft couldn't have been more impressive, Joseph. I presume you watched it in the US, and gee, it would have been pleasant viewing the way that the horse let down.
Yeah, very much so, Andrew. But obviously, it wasn't our plan A to have to run there. We would have loved to have come straight from the Geelong Cup. But listen, the horse couldn't have done any more than what he did. He seemed to have come out of the race well. Obviously, he hasn't done much, only stretch his legs since then. But if that race hasn't left its mark on him, he'd have a big chance.
Is he a horse that can cope with three runs in a short amount of time?
I hope so. He has been busy. He has been kept busy before, and he's always been a consistent horse. Whether he's never travelled this far and has to run three times in 2 weeks or whatever it is before and go 2 miles in the biggest race of his career on the third attempt. So it's a huge ask. He's an exciting horse. He's one that's going to probably get better on the next year. But we're excited about him. He's well weighted, and if he's come true, he's win the other day well, then he'll have every chance.
There's four runners for you. Have you got a condition with the track condition, a soft six? Have you got a fancy one over the other three?
It's hard to say, Andrew. Obviously, some of them are drawn wide. Master Reality is the one that's got the best draw, and he'll handle the ground. The four of them are very legitimate contenders. They've all had good preparations. We have four very good jockeys, and I suppose we need a bit of luck now, and they need to get a nice pitch in the race and see what happens. So we're very happy with where we are at this stage, and we're just looking forward to the race now.
And Joseph, you know so many of the other horses. Your father's got major contenders in the race. So from the strong international picture, where do you think and who is the main threat outside your stable?
We try to worry about our own horses. Obviously, in a race like the Melbourne Cup, there's any amount of dangers. Everyone else's horse in the race is a danger. Obviously, the Europeans are quite strong numerically this year. But there's a couple of strong horses, well-fancied horses in the home contingent as well. But we try to worry about our own horses coming down here, Andrew, and then we see what happens.
And you tasted it, mate, the success a couple of years ago. It gave you just a magic moment. You're just hoping for another one in a few hours.
Yeah, it was a very special day a couple of years ago, Andrew. And please God, someday in the future we get another go at it. But looking forward to the race today.
Good on you, Joseph. Appreciate your time. Good luck with the four of them.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you.
Joseph O'Brien joining us in Melbourne with the latest around his four runners. Master of Reality, Barrier 1. Will it take up the lead? In a moment, Steve Moran with his thoughts for Flemington.